Cool. Okay, we're on the air.
All right.
Live from St. Louis, Missouri. The Gateway.
Where's the other one?
Huh?
Where's the other one?
The other who?
The other St. Louis.
Oh. I don't know. East St. Louis is in Illinois.
You're right.
Okay.
Miles. That's where he's from.
Well, we got...
And Cincinnati is where Chris and Rob are from. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Right.
We're talking to big time rock star.
Lamente in Cincinnati.
Yeah. What?
Right.
Right. You're going to be playing Bogarts tonight, aren't you?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right now?
The big Daddy Kane always throws down.
So, this is Mike Watt from the new Mike Watt and the Foo Fighters band?
No.
Who are the Foo Fighters?
Dave Grohl, Pat Smear, Nate, and William from Sunny Day Real Estate.
Wow. And who's playing with you, Watt?
Inquiring minds want to know.
And Clapton's in the band too, right?
Who's that?
I mean, I figure with this new, like, heavy-duty kind of big-time lineup you got every guy who's been in every band who's cool except Clapton.
No, fuck him.
Okay.
You know what I wanted Bob Mould, I wanted Greg Ginn, I wanted Lou Barlow, I wanted Matt from Superchunk, I wanted Grant Hart. There's a lot of dudes who couldn't get on.
Didn't you want any of the dudes from Cincinnati's own Afghan Whigs?
Dooley? Sure.
He wouldn't do
off
it?
Off the buckle. No, they were on tour.
Oh.
These cool people.
You were going to try to get Lou Barlow?
He booted his drummer, right?
Do what?
He booted his drummer.
Yeah, they got the Whigs have a new drummer now, yeah.
That's what I learned.
Dave Grohl was going to play, but he decided to join your band instead.
He's playing lead guitar, please.
Wow. So tell us about the new record.
He's doing drums with me. In fact, we got two drum songs.
Really?
Yeah, the only thing new is you finding out about it. It's a trippy tour for me. I'm trying to do like a version of the album for the road. I couldn't stick 50 dudes in the van.
Is it any good? The show, I mean?
Man, hey, Cavity Hunter, the guy on stage is swinging for the fence, just praying you like it.
Well, right.
The audience has the power. The guy, I can't tell you if it's good.
Have you been getting good reaction from the crowds?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been out on the road?
It's like scary in a good way. This was fifth gig tonight.
Oh, so you're still fresh and ready to rock.
Right, we've let nobody take the tour from us.
Rumor has it that superstar Ed Vedder's is in the band, too.
No.
That's what the rumor mill is saying.
Yeah, because you listen to that jive shit MTV. Listen to Watt, man.
Watt knows
up. It could be like an SST chaos tour where you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what the next song's going to sound like.
So what are you doing the whole album?
Package our punk scene.
I'm
doing a lot of it. I'm doing a couple old Minutemen songs.
For the people who are tuned in tonight that haven't heard your new record, Mike Watt, Ball Hog, or Tugboat, could you tell us a little bit about the new LP?
Yeah, but let's say that a dude came in the studio and all he had was the bass licks. Then he was so confident that because they had beginning, middle, and ends, that almost anybody could come in and play guitar, or drums, or sing. And that was the true test of what he was about these days.
Did you write all the words, too?
Not maggot brain, not tough gnarl.
So why'd you guys do maggot brain? That's a pretty mean guitar solo there by a guy from Dinosaur.
It was a dare on Maskus.
Yeah?
Spin magazine.
He was up to it, though.
Oh, yeah, first take.
Yeah.
Well, man, you know, I'm lucky to have a scene where you can put answer machine messages or landlady notes. Or big wailing guitar solo. I thought it'd be funny to have this quote bass solo album have a big guitar solo. It ain't a bass solo album, it's a wrestling record.
Now what's all this about a wrestling record? I never heard of a wrestling record before.
I wanted to create a chaotic situation where the whole thing could be like a petri dish where I could let cultures flourish.
Okay, so that's what the new album is about. You're taking this show on the road to rave reviews. What happened to your old band Firehose?
Oh, a year ago I pulled the plug. That's 7.5 years. That's why I did this freaky record. This record was just a one-off thing. Same with this tour. You know, I've only played with four people, Firehose guys, D. Boone and Kara, so I thought I would try a real goof. Something, you know, start with the A's in the phone book and just call up dudes. See if they want to deal just with bass lines.
And were you happy with the results?
Oh, I was really surprised. I'm glad I did.
Why didn't you sing more on the new record?
Well, I made it for the first time. I do it all on this fucking tour. But I'll tell you, if I would have done it on the record, you would have known what the next song was going to sound like. And the way I made the record was for the first time you listen to it, you don't know what's coming next. But see, that's what I really liked about punk when I was first going. I didn't know what the next band was going to sound like, so I tried to make a record like that.
Who's your favorite singer on the new record? You got Rollins, you got you, you got that...
Kathleen Hanna.
Why do you like her the best?
Because she talks about stuff everybody's afraid to.
Like rape?
Yeah, like people use a rock and roll and celebrity as an excuse to dominate people.
So who's the guy in the band that raped her? Or raped her friend?
Yeah, you should get that straight. But, John Fogerty was not born on the bayou, and I don't have an Annie record. She's talking about some very serious things there. You know what I'm saying? I can't know everything.
Also, you never found out from her? She never told you?
No.
Is she happy that you used it?
After we recorded the Sonic Youth song, and I asked to do some spoken word for the record, and
yeah,
let her use his answer machine.
Is she happy that you included it on the record?
Yeah, she thought it was going to get censored. I said, you don't worry, Kathleen. I want it on the record, it'll go there.
Did you ever give her CD back?
Yeah, like I said, I don't have an Annie record. Man, music's about getting to another place.
What is the record
John
company...
John Fogerty was not born on the bayou.
What's the record company think of your new record?
They blew their minds.
Did they like it?
They didn't know what they were going to... You know, I just said I was going to make a record with some friends.
How's it selling for them?
Didn't let them involved.
Is it selling a little bit?
I don't know. I'm on the road.
And are you going to get back together with Firehose ever again?
Why not?
Everybody wants to know. Because that's such a great band.
Yeah, I wouldn't have no problems with it. I just had to do something kind of crazy. It was getting too predictable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
George is playing with Dezo and Vita, some Red Crayola. Edward moved to North Carolina. He's doing some acoustic stuff.
Is he going to ever do a solo record?
I hope so.
It'd be good if he did.
Yeah, I've always wondered what Leo Ed from Ohio would want to sing about. I mean, I'm a belligerent bass player. That's why I had to make the ball hog or tugboat to see what it's really about. I ran Edward over left and right. It's not fair for him.
So how's everybody getting along on the tour?
I owe Edward a lot for getting me out of that house, you know.
Yeah. So how's everybody getting along on the tour?
14 years. People are excited to do this. This is a trip. This is what touring's about. It's like the early days of Firehouse. It's more like Minutemen.
In what way?
You were excited to do it. You wanted to do it. It was a punch in the claw.
So tonight you played at the Mississippi Nights in St. Louis, Missouri. How'd the show go?
I dug it.
Yeah? Were you swinging from the rafters?
No.
Were you down front?
I'm in the middle. It's a weird-ass thing for me.
Do you like being
like
the star?
I like being on the side. It's weird being in the middle.
You like it? You're
no,
the star now.
I'm not.
Well, you kind of are.
Player.
Your name's on the bill.
Yeah, well, I wanted to take responsibility. Blame me. I got a little name.
It's a decent name. Everybody
my
loves it.
My dad's name.
Man, those guys from Sonic Youth put your answering machine on their record once.
See?
See?
Tradition, you know, things get handed down. Like I said, the only thing new is me finding out, you know.
So
what Guthrie came up with a lot of the ethics that I'm using.
Who did? Woody Guthrie?
You got it right.
How so? Elaborate on that a little bit.
He decided to take things into his own hands.
Kind of like Eldridge Cleaver.
No. He's Christian now.
He did sell out.
He was selling suits that showed off your balls. I mean, that's different than what he got.
So what did you learn from the experience?
A guitar that said, this machine kills fascists.
Yeah. So what did you learn from the experience of making the new record?
If I had a hammer.
Uh-huh. You'd hammer in the morning, wouldn't you?
No, it's Woody's song.
Oh, okay. But if you had a bass, what would you do?
The man died slowly, 10 years of bone cancer.
Mike, what do you think of the baseball strike?
He wore flannels, huh?
What do you think of the baseball strike? Does it suck?
Well, that's why Mike Jordan went back to basketball.
Exactly.
Didn't have to cross the picket line.
His suspension was over from gambling, too. What do you think of his return to basketball?
He didn't have to cross the union line.
Well, do you think that there'll ever be a future for organized baseball again? I mean, you're from California. You're probably a big Dodgers fan.
Like I said about rock and roll, the guys on stage aren't in charge. The people in the crowd are in charge. They got so much control over their lives. Can't they pick their own band, their own sports? If they want it to happen, it'll happen. If they don't want it to happen, it's over. The dude on stage, the guy at the plate, he's swinging for the fence.
Well, do you think people are going to quit going to baseball games?
Reggie Jackson has the most strikeouts.
Who? Because he swang for the fence.
For October.
Because he went for home runs every time up.
That's right.
You got to swing from the heels.
Well, he did. And look at Rhett Butler. The Dodgers won't even sign him. That guy got on. He's a good leadoff man.
Great leadoff man.
I say the hell with term limits. They want me to stop doing punk rock. They should just vote me out. Why should I be too old?
How old is he?
How old are you?
5.
That's what I thought. So what did you learn doing the new record with all your friends? Did you become a better musician or anything?
No, musicians for peckers who know how to play.
You don't know how to play?
No, I'm a sorry entertainer.
Can you juggle?
No.
Maybe you should learn some magic tricks.
Why?
Well, if you're a sorry entertainer.
Why? Why can't I wrestle bass?
Well, you just said you were sorry.
Well, I'm trying at it.
He needs a better self-esteem.
You need more self-esteem.
Why?
So you don't call yourself sorry.
Why is that a problem with you?
Because I'm afraid not enough people will show up to see if you say you're sorry.
Well, I
you won't get the crowd what deserves.
I believe in truth in advertising. You shouldn't hype this up.
So what's San Pedro like?
Pedro? It's a harbor.
Harbor town? A lot of rats? A lot of hardcore guys?
A lot of boats. A lot of cliffs. A lot of parks. It's a different part of L.A. You'd like it. You should come.
Can we stay with
you? Oh, it's part of L.A.?
Yeah, it's the most south part.
Well, if we come out, can we stay with you then?
Well, I got a tiny pan.
We'll sleep on the floor.
Well, that's where I am. But you should come out. I'll show you.
Is it cool? When are you going back?
You would feel proud to be a sorry entertainer, believe me. Because then you're the underdog. You got nothing to lose. You can try your hardest.
Well, when is Mike Watt going to transcend sorry entertainer into expert craftsman musician?
Well, okay. I'll let you do it. Like I said, the audience is in control, not the guy on the stage.
What's the coolest thing people have been throwing at you? Has anybody been throwing anything at you?
Pocket flannel.
Pocket flannel. Has everybody thrown flannel shirts at you still?
I like two pockets.
You like the two pocket, you like the scratchy kind.
I think the one pocket flannel is the phoniest thing ever.
You like the scratchy kind too?
Big time. Keep you awake.
Are you wearing flannel right now?
No, I took my shirt off. It's all sweaty.
So you're all bare-chested talking to Chris and Rob?
I'm trying.
Wow.
I'm plugged.
So when the tour is over, are you going to go back to being the fire hose guy? Are you going to do a new solo album, or are you just going to retire from the music
business? I got a band in L.A. with two drummers and a guitar called The Crew of the Flying Saucer.
The Crew of the Flying Saucer. And what does it sound like?
Two drums and what? A guitar? It's Nels from the record, Preusner from the record, Vince Maroney sang song for Igor.
So why ain't those guys on tour?
Huh?
So why ain't they on tour?
Those guys live in my town, and I wanted to make a whack tour. I'm going to tour with them in the summer.
Well, we'll be there, too.
I wanted to do got to get this straight here. I want to do a tour version of the album.
That's what the record company told you to do.
Play with dudes I've never played with. The record company?
How long did you rehearse?
Actors rehearse. I practice.
How long did you practice?
For this tour?
How long did you practice for the tour?
This tour.
Yeah, this tour.
9 days.
Oh, what? Wow, you guys, that's plenty of time.
All right.
They're not like strangers.
Well, 9 days solid, or did like
you
one...
You understand my history.
Was that like 9 days straight and solid, or did
yeah,
like...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you ain't playing, you're paying.
So we sure wish you the best, Watt, and we hope you get a big...
I appreciate you wanting to know these kind of things.
Do you enjoy playing Bogart? You seem to come here every other year or so.
I'm down with that team. Totally.
All right, well, we sure appreciate you taking
things, and I appreciate you wanting to check this stuff out with me.
All right, we're going to play...
Don't think too hard about the Sorry Entertainer. That way I can come out of left field and give him a good uppercut, man. If you hype me up and make me something bigger than I am, I have nothing to do but deliver the good time. Forget that stuff.
All right, we'll tell everybody you suck. And then when you blow them away, they'll be double blown away.
Just say, look, what does punk mean to you?
Isn't what does it
mean
to you?
Who sleeps with dudes in jail for cigarettes? I mean, dudes call themselves that so they can define themselves. They don't have to, like, live up to overblown hype.
Ah.
Well, is that what punk is to you, or does punk to Mike Watt mean something else?
To Watt? I can't speak for anyone else but Watt. It's a private little utopia in my brain.
And what does Watt, and what does punk mean to Watt?
That's what I just told you.
Or what does Watt mean to punk?
Guy sleeping in the jail.
See, I ain't in charge of that.
Ah. Well, we'll have to keep that in mind.
That's right. That's why we need more bands. We need more bass players. Forget all this idols stuff.
How many bands you know can't find a bass player?
Well, in the old days, a lot more.
Not until you came along and revolutionized the instrument.
Well, Kim Gordon, Sid Vicious.
You know, react to this comment. One of my friends has said to me, you know, Mike Watt, he's like the Charlie Mingus of punk.
I'm into Charlie Mingus.
Are you the Charlie Mingus of punk?
I'm sure inspired. You know what his book's called? Beneath the Underdog.
And he calls himself My Boy all the time.
Well, there's three different personas, and he's My Boy sometimes. Yeah.
And you always refer to yourself as Watt instead of me. Why you do that?
Oh, yeah.
You,
I don't know.
You just noticed.
Some
just pointed it out to him. Now
yeah,
he's baffled.
I gotta get that together more, I guess.
Now he's got to go rewrite
it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I mean, it's not too bad. It's kind of cute.
All right. But, you know, honest wage for honest work.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight, Watt.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Later.
So, Dig, the Mike Watt will be at Bogart's tomorrow night or tonight, depending on how you look at it. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets are cheap.
What a space cadet, dude.
We'll be right back.
He can play the bass.